God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. In our gospel reading for today, as we celebrate Ash Wednesday, from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, selected verses 1 through 6 and 6 through 21, Jesus warns us that even practicing righteousness can pull us away from God. Jesus warns us that even almsgiving can pull us away from God. Jesus warns us that even prayer can pull us away from God. Jesus warns us that even fasting can pull us away from God. If I may add that even wearing ashes on our forehead on this Ash Wednesday can pull us away from God. And at this moment, you might be saying, I give up. No matter what I do, the devil and my sinful nature can use it to pull me away from God. Well, now you are at the right place to hear the words of Isaiah the prophet. From Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. So going back to our gospel reading for today, what is Jesus trying to teach us? To trust 100% in the grace of God and not your own actions. You see, Jesus warns us against directing our attention to the temporal aspects of worldly glory and treasures. The enduring value lies in what Christ has won through his death, a treasure that lasts forever, with the emphasis forever. You see, Jesus reminds us that the pursuit of worldly glory can creep into our religious practices, steering us away from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So what was once designed to focus our attention to Christ, our sinful nature can pull us away from Christ. So what should we do? Remember your baptism. Most of us in the Lutheran Church were baptized as an infant, which is a beautiful reminder that we do nothing. The infant does not practice righteousness. The infant does not recite the Lord's Prayer. The infant has no alms to give. The infant doesn't fast. The infant doesn't do anything but receive God's grace through holy baptism. So when the infant comes from the baptismal font, a little wet from the water, the infant is living the best life possible before God, as a child of God, 100% God's grace. There is no better life than the baptized life. And this is why Jesus needs to warn us, because our sinful nature doesn't want to rely 100% on God's grace. Our sinful nature wants us to use the Christian disciplines as a way of improving ourselves before God. But there is nothing you can do to make God love you anymore. There's nothing you can do, actually, to make God love you any less. Through Jesus Christ, you are loved and you are forgiven. And when God's name is placed upon you through holy baptism, you are a child of God. Yes, God expects you to pray, to fast, to give alms, to practice your righteousness. But these things, as Isaiah and Jesus remind us, they don't save us. But our sinful nature is cunning, always wanting to introduce ourselves, our own action, into our salvation. Even things that God expects us to do, And so this is why Jesus is warning us against this. Consider the many churches that deny infant baptism in today's world. If you were baptized as an infant, they would insist that you would be baptized again. Why? Well, they wouldn't quite say it this way, but basically they are saying because you need to do something before baptism for that to take effect. So the idea is this: Jesus dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, but you need to do something first before that can be applied to you. This is the idea that Jesus is warning against. This is why we need to hear this passage, to remind us that all our actions are stained with sin. We need God's grace and to rely upon that grace. So, on Ash Wednesday, why do we put ashes upon people? Notice what I say during the imposition of ashes. From dust you are, to dust you shall return. So, what do we bring to the table, so to speak? We bring our sin. The ashes are a visual reminder that all our actions are stained with sin, no matter how pious we think they are. And this is why, after we receive the ashes, our liturgy continues with the celebration of the Lord's Supper, the very body and blood of Christ given to us for the forgiveness of sins. So our confidence is not in the ashes, nor our pious prayers, nor our fasting, nor our almsgiving, but our confidence is always in Christ Jesus and Him crucified for the forgiveness of our sins. And we receive this first through holy baptism, and then we continue to receive it through the Lord's Supper. The spiritual disciplines are not a way to spiritually improve yourself. You can't improve upon God's work of holy baptism. Instead, we practice the spiritual disciplines in order to reflect God's love and forgiveness as we continue to focus on our Savior, Jesus the Christ. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.